Yes, I have. And yes, stayed up late and read. Yes.
Stayed up late and read. What do you think?
Well, it's a really exhilarating experience. It's like a roller coaster reading this book. I was excited to revisit old characters. I know that it's making literary history to have a book that has a different take on characters that we all have grown to love. There's also a couple of kicks in the stomach over what has happened to them. Now, yeah. There is a...
I suppose, hang on a second, we should probably be careful, shouldn't we? It's always a very difficult
Oh, I think
moment.
It's all over the press.
It is all over the press. But if you really want to keep the whole thing a secret until you've read it, as it were, possibly it's best to...
Go make a cup of tea.
Make a cup of tea at this end. So let's carry on. Yes, kicks in the stomach.
There are two ways of reading this book, of looking at this book, and maybe the best way is to dissociate it from To Kill a Mockingbird. So I tried to read it, impossible, but I tried to read it simply on its own, like an editor getting a draft in and saying, what's this book like? It's basically the story of a young Southern woman who is living in New York now, comes to visit her ailing father back in Alabama, and discovers that, to her horror, he doesn't hold the views that she's grown up with, liberal and moral principle. He's no longer her moral compass. She has to become her own moral compass. And there's some great storytelling in it. There's some very good prose. She's very witty. Harper Lee writes very funny. There's some wonderful set pieces from Scout. I'll call her Scout, even though she's also known as Jean Louise, from Scout's childhood. And that
but
is
But it is
what,
Scout.
It is Scout. She's now called Jean Louise. Yes. And I can see why an editor back in the 50s read the manuscript and said, okay, let's go back to your childhood, because that's what you write best. Those are by far the strongest scenes. Unfortunately, what little plot there is kind of dwindles in the second half, and it becomes this big moral debate and about racism in the States, about Southern politics that are a little bit obscure now to us 50 years
later. But that
debate
isn't obscure, is it? In fact, much the opposite.
No.
It's headline news here as well at the moment.
Exactly. And in a way, this brings in the other way of reading the book, which it's impossible to dissociate it from To Kill a Mockingbird. So Harper Lee rewrote the book when the editor said to her, look, why don't you take those scenes from childhood, particularly what's referred to in just a few paragraphs in Go Set a Watchman. There's a black man is accused of raping a white woman, and Scout's father, Atticus Finch, defends him unsuccessfully in To Kill a Mockingbird. And he comes out of it as this wonderful moral icon that we all have grown to love. You know, lots of people have gone on to become lawyers because they want to be like Atticus Finch.
Lots of people have been called Atticus in America.
Yes.
Well, I wonder what
and they're going to have
that.
To rethink that, because in this book, suddenly... Scout discovers that he's going to segregationist meetings. She hears all this horrible, horrible racist language coming out. I would say it's maybe not nuanced enough to call Atticus a racist. It's more that he is a man of his time in the 50s who feels that what he says in the book is black people are not yet ready to accept the freedoms that the changing laws are giving to them. And I'm afraid of what's going to happen to our society, and I want to preserve our Southern society.
And does that give him greater depth as a character?
It does. And so, though I think the book is flawed, it's really fascinating that it maybe takes a more realistic look at race relations in the States and the issue of race in the States than To Kill a Mockingbird, in which he is kind of saintly. And this really knocks him off his pedestal, and it opens all kinds of wounds that, of course, America is still suffering from, what we've seen over the last couple of years, Ferguson, Charleston, Baltimore, all of those. This brings in a whole new way of looking at it. And I think although it's going to be an outrage for a lot of people that it's undermining a classic that they've loved. And in fact, Scout herself says it's a memory of when things were uncomplicated and people did not lie. But people do lie, and we need to focus on that. And maybe this book will force us to do that.
People will be reading it even as you speak. Tracy Chevalier, thanks very much for coming in.